There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, Carson Anderson, 248-539-9797. The Lions made a move. They're not the only team, but if you're just joining us, the Lions get Za'Darius Smith, edge rusher, from the Cleveland Browns. They also get a 2026 seventh-round pick. So Za'Darius Smith and a seventh-rounder in not this coming draft, but the following draft. Back to Cleveland goes a fifth-round pick this year and a 2026 sixth. The Lions are better today than they were yesterday. Their chances of winning a Super Bowl went up with this trade. The price tag isn't much. Holmes apparently waited and got the price that he wanted. Albert Breer said the following today. Cleveland wanted a fourth, didn't quite get it. Jeremy Fowler tweeted out, the sense coming out of Monday was the Lions were waiting out the Browns, who by keeping Za'Darius Smith through week eight, could see if another team developed a major need at pass rush. The Browns originally wanted a fourth, but got a fifth and a sixth next year for Smith and a seventh. This is one of those things that we've gone through the last couple of weeks, Gator, of Brad Holmes taking some criticism because he hadn't made a move yet. Some of it, and I defended him vehemently, okay? Some of, you know, when people get upset about stuff, I usually say you have the right to feel the way you feel. I don't mind that there's differing opinions and some people think you're an idiot or whatever, but that's part of the job. But when people are making accusations that the GM, the best GM we've ever had, one of the most competent GMs in the NFL, who's put us in this great position to begin with, and people are claiming he's asleep at the wheel, he's committing malpractice, he's too stubborn, he's too arrogant, he values draft picks too much, or is it possible here that he took his time, cost his team no wins, and got a deal for a player that very much should help the Lions on his terms because of the way he handled it? He didn't rush into this thing desperate. And while people, some of you, a small portion of you, were screaming at us about Brad Holmes doing nothing, the team didn't lose any games, and he got the player for, he got a good player for a subtle price. I think a very subtle price. This is a really good deal. A really good deal. And no, it's not one of the, what really turned into, I think, a big three that people dreamed about that weren't accessible. One is Max Crosby because they weren't trading him. Two was Cleveland and Myles Garrett, and they weren't trading him. And three, I think, was Trey Hendrickson in Cincinnati, who's still in this thing.
Yeah,
they have
Cincinnati's
no motivation to get rid of him. So ultimately, it feels like Holmes, if Za'Darius Smith comes in and just keeps doing in Detroit what he was doing in Cleveland, and he may not. He may not. It's certainly a risk worth gambling on, given what they gave up. But if he keeps doing what he did in Cleveland, then Holmes played it perfectly.
Yeah, the price was not much at all. You look at Dallas gave up a fourth-round pick to get a wide receiver who's on a rookie contract still in Jonathan Mingo and has 2 years on a contract after this one. They gave up a fourth-round pick for that. The Washington Commanders have just made a trade to acquire Marshon Lattimore, great cornerback from New Orleans. apparently they're sending a third-round pick for Marshon Lattimore, which doesn't sound like much, but the Saints were up against it. They've got to move some players. They've got to move some cap out there. And unfortunately for the Saints, they had just redone Lattimore's contract, so they're not saving a ton of money. In fact, they're going to eat a ton of money over the next couple of seasons with the guaranteed cash. The Commanders, this is a brilliant move for them because it doesn't cost them much at all. It costs them a third-round pick, and the salary to pay him isn't much at all. It's like minimal. So they just added a big piece to their team. And now perhaps on paper, you could say, if you didn't already believe it, that Washington is ahead of Philadelphia. Washington, Philly, and Detroit are the class of the NFC right now.
Washington really could be a problem here and will be tough to beat. In the meantime, other trades that went down today, the Cowboys got wide receiver Jonathan Mingo for a 2025 and a 2025 seventh round pick for a 2025 fourth. So that gives Dallas a cheap receiver that they can have on their roster for the next few years. They apparently liked him out of the draft, and he hasn't done quite as much in Carolina, but that could be a quarterback issue. Jordan Reed of ESPN tweeted out the following: because of the Mingo trade, the Panthers now have 9 picks in the 2025 draft. A first, a second, a third, 2 fourths, 3 fifths, and a seventh. So they can move around quite a bit. Also dealt today, the Bears traded running back Khalil Herbert to the Bengals for a seventh round pick. Bengals aren't selling. In case you were wondering, that would pretty much lock that up. And edge rusher Baron Browning went from to the Arizona Cardinals from Denver for a sixth rounder. So some of the moves that have been made in the last 24 hours. Could the Lions make another move before this trade deadline's done? Yes, they absolutely could. I wouldn't be shocked if they did. Feedback coming in. My only concern with the Smith trade is he was playing next to Myles Garrett. He was probably always single teamed, and now he will be double teamed. That being said, he's an upgrade from what we have. It's a legitimate fear that he might not be as good here, but command any player on the Lions defensive line commanding a double team means now most of their pressure came from the inside and when Hutch left. They're getting more pressures out of their defensive tackles than their other edge rushers. If they have to double team an edge rusher of any kind, that makes it easier for everybody else to play defense.
Yeah, it does. We've been talking about for weeks since the Hutchinson injury, who's going to step up and how will it look? And I keep saying, I think there's going to be pressure coming up the middle from Reeder and McNeil. And we're starting to see, Lee McNeil is a problem in the league, man. He's really developed into a nice player. It gets that push up the middle and can get pressure, but because there was nothing coming from the ends, not seeing the results. Now you've got a guy who can get pressure from the end, who's done it consistently throughout his career. Now, he's not 25 years old. He's, 32 years old? But he's got 5 sacks this year. He's, you know, a couple years removed from having a double-digit sack total in a season. He knows the division landscape because he played in Green Bay. He played in Minnesota and clearly knows all about playing against the Bears, who the Lions haven't played yet. They got 2 games against the Bears and 1 each against the other 2 teams. I think it's a great fit. He's the culture guy that you want. He's the guy that's a leader. He leads by example. He does the right things, says the right things. All his teammates have just gushed about what a great teammate he was. They hate to see him go. And it seems like he'll step in and fit seamlessly with this team and hopefully restore some kind of semblance of a pass rush, which is what they desperately need to have.
Oddly, when the topic came up of him possibly going to Detroit, he was asked a question. He actually answered it. He said, if I was to go to Detroit, I would like it because I get to play Green Bay twice a year and the Vikings twice a year. So, yeah, that'd be big. This guy gets some miles per gallon out of the revenge tour. And the Lions have 2 huge home games coming up against 2 teams that Za'Darius Smith played for, Minnesota and Green Bay. And he's already pointed out he looked forward to playing those guys. And those teams are likely to be playing, for them, must-win games against Detroit, given that Detroit already holds a tiebreaker and won in their barns. So that's a big deal. So Minnesota and Green Bay are going to need to beat Detroit, and we got a guy who's out to get them specifically, who likes getting some revenge.
Yeah, he, like Jared Goff, knows the schedule. When you're in the same division,
such a great line.
With you know, with other teams, you play him twice.
Yep.
And so he knows that. And so don't overestimate that, Doug, and don't overlook it, people, that Za'Darius Smith plays with a chip on his shoulder. He specifically wants to go after teams that he's left. Mm-hmm. So he's motivated not just for the Super Bowl, for the team, but he's got this personal issue with teams that he's left. And he mentioned that when he spoke to reporters about the Vikings and the Packers. Can we tell him that he was once wanted by the Chiefs if we make it the Super Bowl against them, that, you know, they actually talked bad about him?
That's good, but we've got to make some up. I have no problem with that. Your phone calls and feedback coming up. Jared Goff, the quarterback, missed him earlier. Here at 1:30 here on 97.1 The Ticket.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.